This is Bigger Pockets Daily, real estate investing education for your earballs. The following article was first published on biggerpockets.com/blog. We'll link to it in the show description, but you can see the photos, comments, and related articles. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Commercial properties are set to see another $500 billion wipeout this year. By Mariah Costa. The commercial real estate market has been faced with headwinds for years, and 2024 may not be any different. With weak growth in the sector and a high interest rate environment that has pushed the cost of ownership to new heights, the CRE space is expected to continue falling in value this year. In fact, property values could fall another 10% after falling 11% last year. According to Capital Economics Deputy Chief Property Economist, he says growth softening as the industrial rent boom gives way to more normal growth rates and apartment rents flatline. Okay, so using the firm's estimation that the market size is more than $5 trillion, that means the 11% decline in value last year equaled roughly $590 billion. The 10% fall expected in the coming year, 480. Capital Economics sees some areas being more distressed than other sectors, but overall, the entire commercial space is likely to face a turbulent year. And others in the real estate space seem to agree too. Deloitte's 2024 Global Real Estate Outlook Survey found that the highest percentage of respondents since 2018 expected the real estate sector's conditions to worsen. So where is CRE headed in 2024, you might be wondering? One area of commercial real estate that's expected to be hit the worst is, well, unsurprisingly, the office sector. This area of the real estate market has been struggling since the COVID-19 pandemic, with many companies downsizing their offices, even with many larger firms pushing for workers to return to the office. Workers have been reluctant to accept the return to 5 days a week in a cubicle. Looks like remote work is here to stay. And why not? But that's bad news for office landlords looking to fill up vacancies, which rose to 19.2% in Q3 2023 nationally, according to Moody's Analytics. So Capital Economics expects a 15% decline in office values due to falling revenues and rising capitalization rates, a property's net operating income divided by the current market value. This could drive office vacancies even higher, which he expects to reach 20% by the end of 2025. This could further dampen revenue growth. Multifamily properties like apartments are also likely to face headwinds in 2024, while rental prices started to level out last year, they remain high compared to overall disposable income. Coupled with an increase in multifamily housing that will likely lead to higher vacancies and put pressure on landlords already facing rising costs in a high interest rate environment, Capital Economics expects the property value of apartments to fall, with capital values falling 8.8% last year and over 10% this year. You can see graphs of all this, too, at biggerpockets.com. There are some bright spots, though, in the CRE space. Okay, it's not all doom and gloom, thankfully, in 2024. Retail, believe it or not, is a bright spot. Capital Economics predicts that it will have a total return of 6% annually over the next 5 years after first experiencing a cyclical slowdown. In fact, retail is expected to be a stalwart this year and is expected to experience steady performance with unchanging vacancy rates and moderately positive rent growth for neighborhood and community shopping centers. That is a quote from the senior economist at Moody's Analytics. And there may be even opportunities for the office sector, such as converting office space into apartments or data centers. Meanwhile, mortgage interest rates have already started to fall, and the Federal Reserve is expected to cut rates 3 times in 2024. This means lower borrowing costs for property owners looking to refinance, as well as lower overall costs for some landlords. The bottom line? The CRE sector is about to have another tumultuous year. Ugh! CRE investors should be prepared to hunker down for a long time, as even the multifamily space could face headwinds. But for real estate investors in the office space, now could be the time to start looking for other ways to make use of any vacant buildings you got. Still, there may be some resilience in some areas of the market, like retail. And with interest rates declining this year a few times, it could provide some much-needed relief to some landlords. That's a wrap for today. Did we inspire you to review a property opportunity? Streamline your analysis of whether it's a diamond or a dud with our investment calculators. In just minutes, these powerful tools will help you make smarter property decisions and avoid potential potholes, which can totally ruin your car. Get started right now at biggerpockets.com/calc. That's biggerpockets.com/CALC. See you back here in 24 hours or less.